All names, characters, events, and times are strictly coincidental and completely dreamed up by our subconscious. Dreams can be influenced by personal experiences and the media. However, the events in our dreams are completely ours. Some dreams may be upsetting or disturbing to some audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's just a dream.
It's Just a Dream, the podcast where we share our dreams and sometimes even analyze yours. My name is Hawa, and thank you so much for joining me tonight as I tell you another one of my crazy dreams. I really appreciate it. Hello, 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 my sun, moon, and stars. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day, night, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is when you're listening to this. I am just so glad that you're here with me tonight. Hi, how are you, my beautiful, beautiful doves? I hope you're doing well, amazing. I hope you're having an amazing day. I hope it's amazing. I hope you're taking care of yourself, taking care of others, all of that jazz, drinking your water, unless you are fasting. In that case, drink a lot of water when you break fast, okay? Okay. Hey, 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 hey. I am doing pretty good. I've had a pretty good start to my week. I started filming for this short film that I got casted in, and so far, so good. I love the cast, I love the crew, I love the project. Everything is going great so far. I did spend over $100 at Sephora for 2 makeup products, and it didn't even end up getting used. So maybe I'm going to return them. I don't know, though, because I got a foundation and blush. I might return the blush, but the foundation is literally like my perfect shade. Like, I've never in my whole life of wearing makeup, I have never had a foundation that matched me so perfectly. So perfectly. I was like, oh my gosh, it doesn't even look like I'm wearing makeup. And like when I got it swatched at Sephora, she like the person who put it on my face like couldn't find where she put it, like that's how perfect it was. And I was like, oh my god, this is perfect. So I might keep it, but I don't wear makeup that often because the big thing with me and makeup is that like I need to be able to see to do my makeup, but I can't wear my glasses while I'm doing my makeup, so it makes it too difficult for me. Like if I didn't have this eyesight problem, you guys would be sick of me. My face would be beat to the guts. Oh my gosh, my face, oh my god, the eyeliner, like I would be doing so much makeup. It would be insane. I would have the most eccentric looks 24/7, but I literally can't do it because I can't see my face in the mirror. So that's like an issue for me. So I don't wear makeup that often, even if I want to, because it's just really, it's too hard for me to do. And yeah, so I might just return both. It was expensive, like $100. Why is makeup so expensive? Why is being a woman so freaking expensive? Like Jesus, that paying tax is insane. Anyways, that's how I'm doing. I'm doing pretty good. I filmed Sunday, I film Wednesday, Thursday, and then I think that's all. And then I think reshoots are going to be on like Friday or Saturday. And I also have another show on Saturday. And I have some tutoring sessions. Like, oh my god, I'm working. I love working. I'm just really happy. I'm really happy. And I hope you're having a good day too. And yeah, so let's just get into today's episode. In today's episode, dun 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 dun, I will be sharing the dream that won the poll that I did a few weeks ago. And the dream in question is, drumroll please, swimming pools. So that's a dream that I'll be sharing. Swimming pools kind of won by like a landslide. Honestly, it was like swimming pools and it hurts a bit. We're like fighting neck and neck, but swimming pool ended up winning. Memorial, the girlies, two people voted for it. I will still be sharing the other two dreams, don't worry. But yeah, I'm excited to share this dream. I think this dream is very interesting. I first had this dream when I was in high school, and this dream does take place when I'm in high school. And then I had it again in December of 2023, I believe. Let me quickly double check. Yeah, December 22nd, 2023 is when I had this dream again. And I like forgot I had this dream. Like it completely like disappeared from my mind until I had it again. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this dream. I remember having this dream. And yeah, this dream is definitely inspired by the book Before I Fall, just because I remember being in a book club in high school where we read that book and then went and watched the movie. So I definitely think this dream is heavily inspired by that. And yeah, so without further ado, let's just get right into this dream. So the dream starts with me waking up in the morning and basically getting ready for school, doing my morning routine, you know, getting dressed, making sure I'm packing my backpack, all of that jazz. And I was in my junior year of high school, and I just want to quickly explain how my high school worked with our classes, just because this does play a big role in the dream. So the way our high school worked is that we were on a block system. So every day you would only have four classes. That's it. And each class would last 90 minutes long. So you would have your first class, your second class, you'd have your lunch break, then you have your third class, your fourth class, and then school's over for the day, right? But we still had our eight classes, right? So how that would work is that some classes only last a semester. So you'd have one class that was for one semester only, and then it'd be switched with a new class. So second semester, you'd get a brand new class, right? And then you had other classes that were on an A-day, B-day schedule. So if it was an A-day, you would have these certain classes. And if it was a B-day, you'd have these certain classes. So what my high school schedule looked like at the time is I would have my history class, and I'd have that class every single day. And then I'd have my A-day, B-day second period class. So on A-days, I'd have a study hall, and on B-days, I'd have orchestra. And then my third period class, which was also an 8A, B-day schedule. So on A-days, I would have math, and on B-days, I would have honors English. And then my fourth period class at the time was gym. So I would have gym every single day for that semester. And then after that semester was over, I would get a brand new class for my fourth period. That's kind of how it worked, right? And so depending on if it was an A-day or a B-day, you would have to like pack your backpack for that day. And we had lockers in high school. It's just the fact that like the lockers were in like stupid places. So like my locker was on one side of the school, but all my classes were on the other side of the school. So my locker was like basically useless. And it was also like tiny. It was a tiny ass locker. So it wouldn't fit anything. So like you had to know your schedule based on those things, right? So it was very important to know which day you were on. And the A-day, B-day thing wasn't like, you know, A-days were never just like, oh, like A-days are always Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? They would change. So like maybe week one, A-days fall on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but then week two, A-days will fall on Tuesday and Thursday. So you had to like, you had to make sure you knew which class, which day the A-days and B-days would fall. I hope that made sense. If not, sorry. I don't know what to do. But yeah, so I was getting ready for school, packing everything, and I was literally dreading because I knew for a fact that I had gym class, and we were on our swim unit in gym. So the way it worked in my high school is that you had gym for the first 3 years of high school. So from freshman to junior year, you were going to be in gym. And then senior year, you could have gym as an elective. And one thing about gym that was required, you had to do this, otherwise you would automatically fail the class, was the swimming unit. Everyone had to do the swimming unit and everyone had to pass the swimming unit. It was required by state law, I think, to do the swimming unit. Otherwise you'd fail the entire class and you would have to redo gym over again. And I was really frustrated about this, mostly for two things. One, the gym teacher I had, I need to give her an alias. Let's call her Miss Monroe. We're going to call her Miss Monroe. Miss Monroe did not like me, and I don't know why. I don't know why. She was beefing with a 16-year-old, but she was, and she did not like me. And it's kind of funny because she loved my twin sister, because my twin sister was on the varsity tennis team, and she loved her, but did not like me. Two things, she would just be like weirdly aggressive with me, and she also would never take me seriously. She always thought I was joking, which was so weird because, like, I don't know, I for some reason I got this title of being like the class clown, but I wasn't the class clown. It's just people just wouldn't take me seriously for some reason. Like, I could be talking so seriously to someone about a very serious topic and people would still not take me seriously. And sometimes I would just say stuff and people would just be like laughing, crying, dying laughing, and I'd be like, I didn't say anything funny. I'm confused. But yeah, so Miss Monroe would either not take me seriously or she would just be just really cruel to me. Like, I remember one time I did the mile run, and at the end of the mile run I started to feel very lightheaded and very sick, and I felt like I was gonna throw up. So I immediately left the gym, headed to the bathroom, and started to throw my guts up. And then I came back into the gym. Miss Monroe got right into my face, started screaming at me, was like, you do not leave the gym unless I give you permission to leave the gym. You do not leave the gym at all. It's a safety hazard, like, da 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 da, right? And I was like, I'm sorry that I left the gym without asking for permission, but I left because I was about to throw up. Like, I literally had throw up in my mouth. I could not speak. I needed to go throw up. And she's like, I don't care. Next time you have to throw up in front of me, right? Just being super aggressive to me. And I was like, whoa, damn, what did I do? She also, like, would fat shame me, like, religiously. Like, she would, any chance she could remind me that I was fat, she would remind me. And I was like, girl, just leave me alone. Like, you're doing too much. Anyways, I did not like gym class with Miss Monroe. I was not a gym hater. Like, there were other gym teachers. Actually, there was one other gym teacher that I loved and adored, and I, like, looked forward to going to gym to see her because she was the best gym teacher I ever had. And she was my gym teacher freshman year. But Miss Monroe, I hated Miss Monroe. And gym was my last class of the day, which was good. Like, I was lucky to have gym as my last class of the day because then I could take my time to, like, get ready after gym, especially after, like, the swimming units and everything. But yeah, did not like Miss Monroe. So I was not looking forward for gym for that reason. And the second reason was because we were on our swim unit, Miss Monroe had a very strict rule that you could only sit out of swimming 3 times. That's it. And on the third time you sit out, you would automatically get an F and you would have to retake the class, right? And the thing about that was I was on my period at the time. So I already sat out of gym class 2 times already. And I was gonna have to sit out my third time because I was still on my period, which made gym suck extra hard because I had gym every single day. And my period, a typical period, lasts an entire week. So technically speaking, I couldn't swim for that entire week, but I wasn't allowed to not swim for the entire week. Like, I had to swim, otherwise I would get an F, which sucked because Miss Monroe should understand we're both women, we're both girls, we both had periods. She knows what a period is like, so she should understand why I and other people who have uteruses have to sit out of swimming when we're on our period. But she just didn't care. She was like, if you're bleeding, just plug it up with a tampon. And I would have to tell her repeatedly, like, hey, I can't use a tampon. I'm not allowed to use a tampon. I don't even own tampons. My parents were very strict and very religious, and they were like, you cannot use a tampon because you will lose your virginity if you use a tampon. That's not true, but they're very religious. They're like, you're not allowed to use a tampon. So I was only allowed to use a pad, and that was it. And so I was like, I'm on my period, I can't swim. And she's like, well, you can only sit out for 3 days. And I'm like, do you think my period's gonna magically disappear in like 3 days? Are you please stop being so fucking hard-headed. But she just wouldn't take no for an answer. So I had to swim today. So I was already in a pretty sour mood in the morning because I knew what I had to do fourth period, which is basically just, you know, put my religious reasons aside and just do what I have to do to make sure I don't fail this stupid class, since Miss Monroe did not want to give me a fucking olive branch and just help me out a little bit. Whatever. So I was already in a bad mood. I got ready. I made sure to pack my swimsuit and everything, pack all the stuff that I needed. On this particular day, it was a B day. Yeah, it was a B day. So I had orchestra this day, and I also had English honors that day. So I made sure to pack my orchestra folder that held all of my sheet music, and I made sure to pack all of my English stuff, specifically a paper about the Great Gatsby that I made sure to pack as well as a couple of snacks, just because in that class, I had a friend, Emily, and she would get very peckish. And so I would always pack something for her so she could like have a little snacky snack while we were like studying. So I made sure to pack all those things, and then I headed to school with my sister and our friend. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure our friend that we had at the time drove us to school. So we head to school and we go through our school routine, right? I do my first period class. I do my second period class. It's a B day. I go to orchestra. I have my orchestra music out, right? And with the orchestra music, because it was me and my stand partner, we would just share the orchestra music, right? There was only like one copy since we share. So if I take a song, I had to make sure to bring it back. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the song. So like I took like one song and she would take another song, and then we would switch so that I could take it home and practice and she could take it home and practice, right? So I had an orchestra, I had my little lunch break, I had English, turned in my paper, slay, everything's great. Now it's gym. Yay. So I get ready for gym. I'm getting into my swimsuit and my friend Nina is like, hey, you're gonna swim? And I'm like, yeah, I have no choice. I already sat out 2 times. If I sat out a 3rd time, she's gonna freaking fail me. And she's like, damn, I was hoping you were gonna sit out because I'm sitting out. And I'm like, girl, you already sat out 2 times. Like, she's gonna fail you. And she's like, ah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, yeah. They're going to be having like makeup swim classes next week during lunch for the entire week. So I was just going to do some of those. That way I can like not fail. And I, for a split second, was like, maybe I should do those instead. But like, I already put myself in the uncomfortable situation. I'm already in my swimsuit. Like, I'm already ready to go swim. So I was like, ugh, like, damn, I wish I knew, because I would have just done that. But like, I'm already in the situation, so I'm just going to swim. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. And I'm like, hey, like, well, because you're not swimming today, like, do you think you can just, like, hold on to my glasses while I swim? And she's like, yeah, of course. So I gave Nina my glasses, and she goes to sit on the bleacher to watch the swim class. So I'm standing at the edge of the pool, and I'm in my giant little t-shirt. I have my swimsuit underneath. It was like a peach swimsuit. It was very cute. It was a one piece. And I have my giant t-shirt on top. And I'm waiting for class to start. And all the other people are in the pool, you know, having fun. And I just don't want to be there. I legit just do not want to be there. I don't want to be there. So once class starts, I get into the pool and I'm in the pool, and Miss Monroe obviously sees me and she goes, oh wow, Hawa, it's so great that you finally decide to join us. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't really give me much of a choice. And she's like, oh, don't be like that, you're gonna have so much fun today, right? So we do our swimming lesson of the day. I don't know what it was, because I can't swim, I have to wear a little like life jacket because I cannot swim at all. I never learned how to swim. So me and a couple of other students have life jackets on to help us swim in the deep end, because of course Miss Monroe forced us into the deep end, despite the fact that like we don't know how to swim and this whole class is to teach us how to swim. By the way, still don't really know how to swim. I know how to float, and I know how to do like the breaststroke on my back, the worst swimming thing to do. So the class didn't really help, but like, yeah, she would force us to be in the deep end and kind of just like have our heads barely bobbing above water while she taught us. And at one point in the class, and she did this in real life too, she humiliated me in front of the entire class because she was telling me like I needed to do something with my foot to help me swim. I don't know if it was like pointing my toe or something, but like I couldn't do it. And at one point she like pointed at my feet and like told everyone in the class to look at my feet. And she was like, everyone, look at how his feet, look at how his feet. You see how she's struggling to point her toe? Yeah, it's probably a genetic thing. I think she just doesn't know. This is why it's going to be really hard for her to learn how to swim. This is why it's going to be extremely difficult for her to learn how to swim, because look at how her feet look, right? Just pointing at my feet and like going into details about what about my feet are so weird and making it difficult for me to swim. Like, why does she do that? Like, I honestly don't know what her, I don't know what her issue was with me. Like, I don't know why she did that. Do you know how embarrassing that was? And everyone was, like, looking at my feet and everything. Oh, oh, like, she, like, calm your Dan Schneider ass down. Please, girl, please. Jesus. Anyways, so I go through all of that. Class ends. I start making my way towards the girls' locker room, and I bump into Nina, and I'm like, hey Nina, can I get my glasses back? I'm about to go change. And she's like, how, I'm so sorry. And I look at her and I'm like, Nina, Nina, where are my glasses? And she looks at me and she's like, I dropped them underneath, they're underneath the bleachers. I dropped them underneath the bleachers. I can't get them. And I'm like, well, go get them. Like, I need my glasses. Like, can you please go get them? And she's like, yeah. I'm gonna go try to get them. I'm gonna try to get Miss Monroe to help me. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, I'm gonna go change because I'm in a wet swimsuit. I can't go grab my glasses right now. So I go and I start to change, right? I get out of my shirt. I get out of my swimsuit. I am in nothing. I am in nothing but a towel. And not even like a regular Degler towel. It's a freaking Little Mermaid's towel. Because it was all I had. It was literally all I had. So I have this Little Mermaid's towel. I am in nothing but this fucking towel. Okay? Nina comes in and she's like, Miss Monroe refuses to help me. She says you'll be fine. And I get so angry. Because I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, she's already... Right? So... just this entire episode just me going right but I'm pissed off because I need my glasses. My vision is not good. I need my glasses. I can't get home. I can't leave this school without my glasses. So I run out of the locker room in nothing but my towel, and I go to Miss Monroe and I said, Miss Monroe, can you please help me get my glasses? Nina accidentally dropped them underneath the bleachers. I need them. And mind you, no one is in the swimming pool area. It's just Miss Monroe, Nina, and me. And so I'm like, can you please help me get my glasses? And she's like, you don't need your glasses. It's not that big of a deal, Hawa. And she starts to walk away. And so I like run in front of her and I stop her and I go, no, it is a big deal. I need my glasses. I can't see without my glasses. I need them. I can't get home without my glasses. I need my glasses. And she's like, Hawa, stop being overdramatic. You don't need your glasses. Oh my God. I cannot explain to you how frustrating this situation was. And to make things worse, this happened in real life. Like, this happened in real life. Like, part of this dream that makes this dream infuriating is that a lot of the beginning part of this dream actually happened in real life when I actually had to deal with Ms. Monroe in the swimming unit. And she was not going to help me get my glasses. And in real life, eventually, I managed to convince her to get me my glasses and help me. And she finally, like, helped me get my glasses and I could, like, go on without my day. But in this dream, she was not having it. And it made matters worse because we're sitting here arguing with each other, being like, I need my glasses. I need help getting my glasses. I can't see without my glasses. And her repeatedly telling me, like, it's not that big of a deal. You'll be fine. You'll be okay. And as I'm standing there in nothing but a towel, the guys have started to come out of their locker room and they're standing at the pool waiting for the bell to ring so they can leave. And so now the guys are coming out and they're seeing me in nothing but my towel. And some of them are looking at me. Some of them are like making jokes at my expense because of course they are. But there was this one guy. I remember so clearly this one guy who was staring at me, literally staring at me. And I literally felt so embarrassed. Like, if I could blush, I probably was. Like, my whole face felt red and hot. And I was so flustered. And I was getting more and more angry at Miss Monroe because she kept, like, dismissing me and trying to walk away from me. And so I kept having to, like, walk in front of her and be like, no, stop trying to walk away from me. I need help getting my glasses. And she kept being like, you don't need your glasses. It's not that big a deal. You can survive one day without your glasses. And I was getting more and more pissed off the more she was saying that, because I was like, no, I can't survive one day without my glasses. I don't think people realize how much you rely on your eyesight until you don't have your eyesight or good eyesight to rely on anymore. Like, I cannot read without my glasses. I cannot see depth without my glasses. I can't recognize people's faces. A lot of times people just look like giant blobs to me. So I need my glasses. And I was especially really upset because I was like, I just got these glasses. If I lose these glasses, I cannot afford to get new glasses. I'm gonna have to wait like an entire year until I can get new glasses because I can't afford to get new glasses right now. And I can't function an entire year without glasses. Like, I have lived my life without glasses before and it is awful because I literally just can't do anything. I can't focus in class. And after a while, my head will start hurting because everything's just so blurry and unfocused. Like, it was just pissing me off. And the more I was trying to explain it to her, the more she was treating it like a joke. Like, I wasn't being serious. And it was pissing me off. So I was trying to explain it to her. The more I tried to explain it, I was getting more flustered. I was stuttering more. The guys were now, like, listening intently, watching me. That one guy who was, like, ogling me is still ogling me and staring at me intensely. So I'm getting really flustered and stuff. And, like, I'm literally on the verge of tears because I'm getting so upset at the fact that she won't help me. And every time she, like, looks at the guys and looks at everyone in the thing, she's like, oh my god, you're so dramatic, Hawa. You'll live. You'll be fine. You can live one day without glasses, you know? And then she'd be talking about, like, her personal life and everything. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Just help me find my glasses. The bell rings. Everyone starts to leave. Miss Monroe looks at me and she goes, you'll live, Hawa. You'll be fine. And then shoulder checks me and walks out of the gym, leaving me and Nina by ourselves in the swimming pool area. And I literally burst into tears because I'm so upset and I don't know what to do. And Nina is like apologizing profusely. She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know, like, why that happened. Like, I should have been more attentive. And I'm like, it's fine. It's not your fault. You made a mistake. It's okay. And I'm like, can you, like, at least help me try to get my glasses? And she goes silent for a second. She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I really want to help you. And I'm like, Nina, no. She's like, I really want to help you, but I have to go. Like, I can't miss the bus. I have to go to work. And I'm like, okay, like, fine. I'll see you later. And she's like, okay, I'll see you later. And so she leaves, leaving me alone in the pool. So I cry. I have my little moment. I get dressed. I struggle because I can't find my fucking locker because I can't see. And then I can't even put in my stupid little passcode for my locker. So I struggle for like 30 minutes to like get dressed. I get fully dressed and then I head straight to the bleachers to go find my glasses. So I head to the bleachers and I try to climb on between like the bleachers to try to grab my glasses because I can see them. I see a little red blob, which are my glasses, because at the time I had bright red glasses. So I tried to grab for them and I couldn't. They're just too far out there. And like the bleachers, like the gaps in between the bleachers are just not big enough for me to go through and grab them. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And so I try to like maybe wedge myself behind the bleachers and I literally can't wedge myself behind the bleachers. And like I like stick my foot out to try to like grab my glasses and like my little toe is like touching it. It's like touching it, but it's not like coming closer. If anything, I like kick my glasses farther away and I'm like, oh my God. And the whole time I'm doing this, I'm like, ah, oh, fucking Miss Monroe. Fuck her. I can't believe she did this today. Like just getting so angry. And so I grab the bleachers, the very end of the bleachers, and I start to pull them as hard as I can, hoping that I could just pull the bleachers away from the wall so then I can just walk behind them and grab my glasses. So I'm pulling with all my might and for some reason they will not budge. They will not budge at all. And I'm like, oh my God, they make it look so easy during like the games. Like, why can't I just get these bleachers to go? And so I spend like a good 5 minutes pulling and I give up and I'm like, oh my God, what the heck? What are these bleachers made out of? I can't freaking move them. And so I sit down defeated. And then I look back at my glasses and I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to be defeated by these stupid little bleachers. I ain't no bitch, okay? I'm getting my fucking glasses. So I grab the end of the bleachers again and I pull even harder with even more of my might and I'm like screaming obscenities about Miss Monroe because I'm so angry and I'm like, fuck her, fuck Miss Monroe, I hope she steps on a Lego, ah, while I'm pulling the bleachers. And then all of a sudden I hear a loud pop and the bleachers just pop loose, which I wasn't expecting because I was pulling with all my might. So once they pop loose, I end up going flying into the deep end of the pool. And so I fly into the deep end of the pool and I immediately start flailing trying to get to the surface because I can't swim. And so I'm trying to get to the surface. My head keeps bobbing up to the surface only for a few seconds and I'm screaming bloody murder, screaming out for help, being like, please someone help me, help, help. I can't swim, help, screaming, and no one can hear me. And I'm like struggling. I'm trying to like swim, trying to paddle. But I didn't really learn anything in today's class. All I did was get humiliated. So I didn't really learn anything. So I'm trying to swim. I feel like I'm swimming, but clearly I'm not moving anywhere. And eventually I just sink to the bottom of the pool. And I'm trying to hold my breath for as long as I can. And my head is spinning and it hurts so much. It feels like it's about to explode. And then I just allow myself to let go of the breath that I'm holding. And water fills up my lungs. And obviously I'm choking. I'm like, I'm choking. And then eventually it just stops and everything stops. And I'm just floating in the pool, dead. And then I bolt up awake in my bedroom. And I look around, my bedroom is empty, I'm panting, I'm literally freaking out. And I look at my phone, and I realize that that was just a dream. All of that was just a dream. None of that happened. I look at my phone, I literally am like, oh, fuck, because it is like 9 a.m., which means classes have already started. So I am super late. My sister just left me. My sister just left me. And so I like jump up, I get ready, I'm scrambling to find my stuff. I check the schedule that's on my calendar and I'm like, okay, it's an 8A. I grab all my stuff for my 8A classes and I run out of the house, I catch a bus and I head to school. And as I'm on the bus, I realize that I forgot my swimsuit. I forgot it, which means I have to sit out. And I'm like, fuck. So I head to school and I start going through my classes and I realize that something's wrong. that like I'm doing the exact same things that I did in that dream. So I'm learning the exact same thing in history. I go to study hall, and as I'm in study hall, I'm like looking around and I'm realizing I don't recognize any of these people in my study hall. And so I check my schedule and I'm like, oh shit, it's not an A day, it's a B day. So I quickly rush to orchestra, and because I've thought it was an A day, I don't have my orchestra music. So my stand partner is upset with me and was like, how could you forget the orchestra music? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I thought it was an A day. So I had to ask my orchestra teacher to borrow some music. And of course he gave me the side eye being like, girl, you're supposed to have that music. And so that happens. I forget my paper for English. And so my other teacher is really disappointed in me. All of that jazz. So I'm like, this is exactly like, even what's for lunch is exactly the same from my dream. So I'm like, that is so weird that it's exactly like my dream. So strange. And I'm like, oh, it's probably one of those annoying freaking dreams where you have a dream that like you do your everyday life only to wake up and realize you haven't done it yet. And so I'm just like, damn, that's so weird. And even during lunch, I tell my friends about this weird dream that I had. And they're like, oh my God, that's crazy. And my friend's like, well, be careful today. Like, you don't want to drown in the pool. And I'm like, girl, it's fine. I forgot my swimsuit anyway. So I'm just going to take that out. So I head to gym afterwards and I bump into Nina and I'm like, hey, Nina. And she's like, hey, like, are you swimming today? And I'm like, no, I forgot my swimsuit. So I guess it's just going to be you and me. And she's like, oh, don't worry, girl. It's fine. Like, they're going to be having makeup classes next week, all week during lunch. So, like, we can just make up our swimming classes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you told me about that. That's like, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. Like, we're like good to go. And she's like, I didn't tell you about that. And I'm like, yeah, you told me about that yesterday. And she's like, no, I just found out like 10 minutes ago from Parker. And I'm like, oh. You did? And I'm like, oh my God, so sorry. That's so weird. I had a dream where you told me about these makeup classes. And she's like, oh, that's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it is weird. Anyways, like, let's go sit on the bleachers and wait for class to start. And so we go and we sit on the bleachers. We're waiting for class to start. Miss Monroe comes. She sees me on the bleachers and she goes, you're sitting out again, Howa. That's the third time. You know what that means. And I'm like, well, I'll just make it up during the makeup classes. And she's like, well, the makeup classes aren't exactly the same thing. So you're not getting the same experience. And I'm like, okay, like, okay, whatever. And so she's like, well, I just wanted to let you know. And like, she scolds me for a minute and then she gets into class. So they start doing class and everything, doing the stuff that we did in my dream that I had. And I'm like, that's so weird. And I start like playing a game with Nina being like, I'm going to predict everything that happens today. And she's like, okay, go ahead. So I predict every single lesson that they learned that day. And she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I'm like, girl, I'm telling you, the dream I had was so weird. Like, this exact thing happened. And so after a while, me and Nina end up playing like some games and we start talking and we're laughing. And one of the guys swims over to us and starts having a conversation with us because he kind of overheard our conversation. I was kind of telling, this is really random, but I was talking to Nina about Alexander the Great because we were talking about him in my honors history class. And I was talking about how like Alexander the Great really loved like sleeping with his soldiers and like it was a whole thing. And so that guy heard us talking about it and he wanted to chime in because he knew some facts about Alexander the Great. So he chimed in and he kind of like sat on the ledge of the pool and started to join in on our conversation. And I was like, see, Nina, I told you Alexander the Great is kind of a whore. And so we were, the three of us were talking, and let's name this guy Jared. So as Jared was talking to us, one of his friends was like, hey, Jared, think fast, and throws a ball at him. Because one of the things that we were learning in the swim unit was like water polo and like water sports. So that guy throws a ball as hard as he can to Jared. It sails right past Jared and instead hits me square in the chest really hard. And so I fall off the bleacher and end up falling into the pool. And so I fall into the pool, into the deep end, and I start once again flailing, trying to get to the surface of the water, screaming for help. And people start to swim towards me, right? Jared's friend, because he's like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. And he starts to swim towards me. But Miss Monroe stops them. Miss Monroe actively stops them and goes, it's fine. Howa's just being overdramatic. And Nina immediately jumps up and she's like, no, Howa can't swim. What are you talking about? And Miss Monroe's like, well, how would you know? She sat out for three of the lessons. We've never actually seen her swim. Maybe she's a good swimmer. You know her. She's like, she likes to joke around a lot, right? And so I'm still there flailing, trying to, screaming for help. And I'm like, Miss Monroe, please help, help. I can't swim. And she's like, you're fine, Howa. Just get to the edge of the pool. You'll be fine. Come on. Stop playing around. And so I'm still flailing. And eventually I stop flailing and I sink to the bottom of the pool. And the same things happen. My head is killing me. My world is spinning. And eventually I give up trying to hold my breath and I let water enter my lungs. Right? Mind you, at the surface of the pool, everyone is arguing at Miss Monroe and telling her, like, Howa's not joking. She can't swim. She's not joking. She's like, oh, come on, please. Like, this is so Howa. She would totally do this. It isn't until my sister says something that Miss Monroe finally takes it seriously, right? So my sister's like, oh my gosh, my sister's not joking. Like, she can't swim. We never learned how to swim. And for some reason, that makes Miss Monroe take it seriously. So she dives into the pool and pulls me out and puts me on the ground. And she starts to do CPR. She yells at a student to call 911. It's too late. I'm already dead. And so she's doing CPR, trying to, like, resuscitate me. It's not working. The first responders come on site and they end up getting into a very heated argument with Miss Monroe because they're like, why didn't you take this seriously? Like, you should always take this seriously. And Miss Monroe's, of course, she's like, well, you don't know this student. Like, this student is always joking around. And my other classmates start to try to defend me and, like, try to, like, you know, be like, that's not what happened. Like, it's the guy who threw the ball is like, no, it's really all my fault. Like, I threw the ball. I was trying to give it to my friend, but it hit her on accident, like all that stuff. And soon all of their voices just blend together to just make noise. Like, all I can hear is noise. And through this perspective, like, this entire time, the perspective of this dream is like third person. And so, like, it switches from third person to, like, first person. And, like, my vision is super blurry. And I can hear water in my ears and hear them, like, talking, but I can't really hear what they're saying. And then all of a sudden, I bolt awake in my bed, looking around. I'm, like, clenching my chest because my chest hurts so much. And I'm looking around frantically. And I'm like, it's just a dream. That was just a dream. And I quickly grab my phone and I look at the time. It's 9 a.m. I am late. I am later than late for school. And then I decide to look at the date. And I realize the date of today matches the date of the dream I had. And the dream I had last time. And fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But you will not fool me a third time. So I'm like, this is weird. This is strange. So I decide, you know what? I'm not going to school. I'm just not going to go to school. That's what I'm not going to do today. Today, I'm just not going to go to school and it's going to be fine. So I spend my entire day at home, not going to school at all. And my sister comes home and she's going to snitch. And I'm like, no, don't snitch, please. I will literally buy you, like, hot fries, please. Don't snitch on me. And she doesn't. My bribe works. But you know who does snitch? Miss Monroe. She calls. And of course, my dad has to be the one who picks up. So my dad picks up. Miss Monroe literally tells him that I did not come to school today. And because I missed swim three times, I am going to fail the class. And so of course, my dad sits me down and scolds me for 2 hours. Straight, just scolding me and doing the whole, back in my day when I was in Africa, I walked miles on miles and miles, miles through rain, through hell, you know how immigrant parents can be. So as he's doing that and I'm sitting there getting scolded and my mom sitting next to him like, mm-hmm, you tell him, babe. my butt starts to feel wet. Yeah, my butt starts to feel wet. And I'm like, this is weird. And then my whole body starts to feel wet. And I start to sink into the couch. And all of a sudden, I sink into the couch and I'm back in the pool at school. At high school, I am back in my high school pool, drowning, flailing, screaming, bloody murder. The only difference is now it's night. So it's dark and I'm drowning and I'm screaming and the same exact thing happens. I am screaming. I'm drowning. I go still. I hit the bottom of the pool. My head is killing me. My lungs are on fire. I feel like I'm dizzy. My world is spinning. I give up. I finally let water enter my lungs. And then I bolt awake in my bed again. And I look around. My chest hurts even more than the last time. And I'm like, what the fuck? Something is wrong. And I think now would be a great place to pause for us to digest. Get a snacky snack, get a drinky drink, and we will be right back after this quick little break. We are back, baby. Woo! I hope you enjoyed that quick little breaky break. Got your snacky snacks, got your drinky drinks, drank your water. You better be drinking water, okay? It's important. Unless you're fasting. Then when you break fast, you better chug like 800 gallons. Okay, not 800 gallons. You'll get like water poisoning and like die. But at least like 1 gallon should do you good. You know, stay hydrated. Or you will die. Drate. Yeah. I had fun. I actually went out to eat with my sister and our friends because today is like the last day my sister is going to be in town. She's officially moving to a different state for work. So we wanted to like hang out as a group one last time. We went to a Japanese restaurant. I got a tempura plate. It was so good. They had like tempura, like broccoli and like a bunch of vegetables that were so good. The sweet potato was amazing. It was so good. They only gave me one sweet potato though, which should be a crime. But yeah, and I also got udon and I also ate off everyone else's plate because I got my food last and like the restaurant was about to close. The restaurant was literally about to close and I got my food like last. So like I had to eat really fast so we could leave. And yeah, so I had fun. And let's just get back into the dream. So where we last left off, I have just woken up from my third quote-unquote nightmare where I have drowned in the school pool. And something's fishy. Something's weird about these quote-unquote nightmares. How they're all exactly the same. How the same things happen. Like my morning routine, all the classes I'm doing are exactly the same. And the only thing that is different is the way I drown, right? Like the first time I drowned is because I was trying to get my glasses. The second time I drowned is because someone knocked me out. And the third time I drowned, I don't even know how I drowned. I just fell through my couch and I was in the school pool. That's weird. So now I'm kind of thinking like maybe these aren't dreams. Maybe something is wrong, right? So yeah, that's where we left off. Let's continue. So I wake up from that nightmare. I'm freaked out. I look at my time. Once again, it's 9 a.m., super late for school, and I don't rush to get up because I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. I look at the time. I look at the date. I write it down, and I write down the date, like, let's just say, like, April 13th, right? So I write down the date, April 13th, in my notebook, and I keep it in my book bag and I head to school. And by the time I get to school, it's lunchtime. All my friends see me. They're like, hey, where have you been? And they're like, oh my God, you know, for lunch day we're having, and I interrupt them and I'm like, Sloppy Joe's, we're having Sloppy Joe's for lunch. They're like, yeah, how did you know? And I'm just like, I guess I'm just a good guesser. I'm gonna head to gym. They're like, but we don't have gym till fourth period. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I left something there. I need to go get it. So I beeline, make a beeline to the gym. I head to the gym, head straight to the pool. No one is there. And I don't know why. I like feel like there might be answers at this pool. Like if I just look around, I might find something. So I look behind the bleachers. I look around every nook and cranny, like the place where they hold all the like pool noodles and like balls that are supposed to be in the water. That place, I look inside there, I look at all the items, and I end up just giving up and like sighing the feet, like, ah, I don't know what to do. And so I slump to the ground and I just have my head in my hands because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm not in the mood to drown. It's not a fun experience to drown. Okay. It's awful. And all of a sudden I hear a voice go, hey, and I look up to see a guy that I've never seen before. I have no idea who this guy is. And mind you, my school is pretty big. So there was like a lot of students and there was a lot of people in my graduating class. But you kind of know who is like in your class, like in your grade level, right? Like you, even if you don't know them, you recognize them. You usually like see them or whatever. And I've never seen this person before. So I'm really confused. So I'm like, hey. And this person is standing there and they're like, you okay? And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I'm having the weirdest day of my life. It's too complicated. And they're like, I love complicated. Explain it to me. And I'm like, ah, oh, no, like you wouldn't understand. Let me guess. And they come near me and they sit down and they're like, let me guess. You've been living the same day over and over again that ends with you drowning in the pool. And you came here to see if you could try to figure out what's causing it. Am I close? And my head literally snaps towards them. And I'm like, how did you? And they're like, don't worry. Been there, done that. I know because I experienced it. And I let out like... I just start laughing and they start laughing with me and I'm like, oh my God, like you have no idea. And they interrupt me and they're like, yeah, I bet it feels really good to know that you're not alone in this. And I'm like, yes, you have no idea how good this feels. And they're like, yeah, trust me, I know. And I turn to them and I'm like, well, how did you like get out of this? Like any advice would really help me. And they like sit there and ponder for a second and they're like, how did I get out of this? How did I get out of this? Oh, I didn't get out of it. And I pause and I look at them and I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, I didn't get out of it. I just kept looping over and over again for 6 years straight, living the same day over and over again. And then one day I drowned in the pool and didn't loop back. Been trapped here ever since. And they slowly look over at me. And mind you, they're looking at me with the most like nonchalant, casual look ever. And I'm looking back at them horrified. So they look at me and they're like, so you better figure out what's causing you to be trapped in this loop. Otherwise, you're going to end up just like me, stuck in purgatory. Always asking yourself, why me? And they look at me. And they start to see the horror and fear on my face because I believe this person right away. Of course I believe this person right away because why would I doubt them? You know, it makes perfect sense. And they start to freak out and they're like, oh my God, no. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. And I'm like, well, you scared me. Okay. you're terrifying me. What do I do? How many loops do I have left? How do I know how many loops I have left? And they're like, well, it's kind of complicated. You don't really know. This could be your last loop. Or you could have 5 more left. Or you could have 10 years left. You don't know. But you have to figure out what's causing you to be stuck in this loop. It's usually a person. And I'm like, a person? A person causing me to be in this loop? I don't know. Like, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what to do. And they're like, okay, well, when you first died, what happened? And so I explained the situation to them about how I first died and my glasses. And they're like, okay. And then in the second loop, what happened? I explained the same situation about me getting hit in the head. And the third time, and I'm like, the third time I was on my couch getting scolded by my dad for missing my swim class. And I fell through the couch and I ended up in the pool. And the ghost is like, well, it seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? And I'm like, no. It doesn't seem obvious at all. I have no idea what you're talking about. Mind you, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sun, moon, and stars, this dream Hawa is a fucking idiot because I figured it out right away. And I'm pretty sure you figured out who's the person that's causing me to be in this loop right away. But this dream Hawa, two brain cells, and they're not working. They're not working in her favor at all because she had no idea. So she was like, no, like, I don't know who would be causing me to be stuck in this loop. And what do I do if I even find this person and I figure out who's keeping me trapped in the loop? Am I supposed to, like, what, break bread with them? And the ghost sighs and shakes his head and he's like, look, man, I don't know. I never got that far. But look, I promise to help you. I won't let you end up like me. I think I know who might be the person causing this. And I'm like, really? Okay, tell me. And they're about to tell me, but of course, karma's a bitch. And the freaking locker room door slams open and in walks in Miss Monroe, who of course immediately spots me, and she's just having a bad day. I can just tell she's having a bad day because she immediately starts yelling at me. She grabs my arm and, like, picks me up, like, gets me to my feet and starts dragging me out of the pool. And I'm frantically looking for the ghost. Sidetrack, the ghost never gave me his name, mostly because the ghost can't remember his name. Like, he's been in the pool for so long that he doesn't even know his name anymore. So Miss Monroe starts pulling me and she is yelling at me. And she's like, what are you doing here? You know you're not supposed to be here when the pool is closed. It's off limits during lunch. And I'm, like, trying to come up with an excuse. And I'm like, oh, I'm here to do, like, the makeup swims. I heard there was going to be makeup swims. And she's like, ah, makeup swims. That's next week, Hawa. Yeah, right. You're probably here trying to do a prank or something. And I'm like, what? I'm not even here. She's like, I don't want to hear it. Zip it shut, okay? Just wait till the principal hears about this. I'm going to make sure this is on your permanent record. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. She's like, yeah, because I caught you. That's why. And so she keeps pulling me to the locker room and I'm trying to pull my arm free from her because I just don't want to deal with her right now. And I'm just like, let go of me. Just let go. And she's like, what? You want me to let go? Fine. And so she lets go of my arm as I'm pulling away from her. And once again, of course, I go flying straight into the pool. And this time it's a little different because I hit my head as I go flying into the pool. So this time I'm not flailing around as much. I'm not struggling as much. And this time I see Miss Monroe as I'm, like, sinking to the bottom of the pool. I see Miss Monroe's face go from horror to worry to, like, guilty. And she looks like she's about to dive into the pool to come save me. But then she just doesn't. She doesn't. She just leaves. She just quickly leaves. And I'm left in the pool to drown. And once again, my head starts spinning. I feel dizzy. I'm fighting to keep my air in. And then I give up. Water enters my lungs. And I wake up in my bed again and I bolt up and my chest hurts even more. It aches even more. And I just know from the pain in my chest, I don't have that many loops left. I have maybe 3 or 4 more loops in me before I end up like that ghost. I just know. And so I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I need to figure out who this person is that's keeping me in this loop. I think we both know who this person is. We both know who this person is. This dream Hawa is a fucking idiot and has no idea who this person is. And she ends up going on a wild goose chase, chasing the wrong person, thinking that this person is a part of the reason why she's stuck in this loop. When in reality, we both know who this person is. But I'm not going to tell you just yet who this person is. Because I just want to let you know how infuriating it was to deal with this Hawa's idiocy and how dumb she was. So after all of that, I realized that I need to be extra vigilant of just all the people I interact with at this point forward. Like, I need to be super mindful of everyone I interact with, make sure that I'm not doing anything to, like, upset this person or anything that could cause me to drown in the pool. And I'm also being really mindful of every single person I interact with, every single person I see, I make eye contact with, I cross paths with, all of them. right? And so as I'm doing that, I realize that there's a girl in all my classes that I never noticed before, ever. I don't even know her name, but she's in every single one of my classes, every single one of them. And I just never noticed her before. So I'm like, oh my gosh, she must be the reason why I am like drowning in the pool every time. Like, she must be the reason why I'm in the loop. I need to know more about her. I need to become her friend. And maybe once I do that, it will end the loop, you know? Spoiler alert, it's not her. It's legit not her. I go on this whole wild goose chase for this girl, trying to figure out who she is, how I can make her life better so then I don't end up drowning in the pool. She literally has nothing to do with anything. And I waste three of my loops. Three of my loops. I only have four more loops left in me. I waste three of them on her because I am so convinced that it's her and it's not her. And you and I both know who it is. So let's just say it. Let's just say it on a count of three. One, two, three. It's Miss Monroe. Miss Monroe is the reason why I'm in this fucking loop. It's so obvious that it's her. In every single loop, I die because of something Miss Monroe did. In the first loop, I died because Miss Monroe refused to help me get my glasses, so I had to go get them, and I end up falling in the pool. The second time, I die because Miss Monroe refused to save me. She just actively refused to save me. Resulting in me dying. The third time I ended up dying, that weird one where I fell through the pool, the only thing that was similar is that Miss Monroe called my dad to let him know that I skipped school, which meant I got to get scolded by my dad for like 2 hours straight. And then during that scolding is when I fell through the couch and ended up drowning. And then the fourth time was literally because Miss Monroe, and we literally watched her not try to save me. So it's Miss Monroe. It's literally Miss Monroe. She's the reason why I'm in the loop. She's the reason why I die. And I need to figure out what to do to not let her, to like make sure she doesn't fucking kill me or like, you know, do something that's going to end up in my death. But I'm an idiot in this dream. Remember, I'm a dumbass. So I wasted three of my most valuable loops on this random chick who has nothing to do with what's happening. And so I only have one more loop left to try to mend whatever broken relationship that I have with Miss Monroe. One more loop. That is it. If I fail, I am a goner. I'm going to end up as a ghost in the freaking swim unit at my high school. And ew, I do not want to be a ghost at my high school. I don't. Ew. That would be, that's like worse than death, if anything. So I'm like, I need to figure out what I'm going to do. And so, can you guess what I do? It's it's like really simple. But, like, it's kind of dumb. So I'm going to give you, like, 10 seconds to guess what I do. Do, 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 do. I'm so sorry if you can hear, like, whooshing. The sidetrack. If you can hear, like, whooshing or, like, these weird, like, sounds while I'm speaking. I'm recording in my bedroom right now. And it's really windy outside, and for some reason you can like hear the cars on the highway. Usually you can't hear them when I'm recording because my mic is like really good at like blocking that out, but for some reason they're like extra loud today, so I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, anyways, I think that's enough time. Do you think you have the answer? Let's get into it. So the final loop, I end up not going to sleep because I'm so nervous about this final loop. So I like bolt awake from drowning the 500th time or whatever. And I end up waking up a lot earlier than I did in all of the other loops, right? So I end up not going to sleep. So when my sister finally wakes up, I am like wide awake. And she's like, why are you up so early? And I'm like, yeah, sorry, I can't sleep. And so because I'm up early, my sister messages her friend and says, hey, like, Hawa is up early and she actually got ready, really early. So like we can go to school early. So our friend comes to pick us up. I pack my bag for everything, make sure everything's for a B-day schedule. And I'm kind of dreading because I'm like, fuck, I only have one loop left. I can't fuck this up. Right. And so because we all woke up early, my friend's like, hey, let's go to Quick Trip. Quick Trip is a gas station that we have here in the Midwest, and it's like super popular. You can get gas, you can get, you know, snacks. They have some food there, and you can also get Quick Trip coffee, which is really, really good coffee. And so we go to the Quick Trip, and we get some coffee and drinks. And while I'm there, I see some blueberry muffins, and I remember passingly, Autumn mentioned the fact that Miss Monroe liked blueberry muffins in the dream. I know my sister's listening to the podcast, so I don't know if she likes blueberry muffins in real life, but in the dream you said she did. Okay, so don't get mad at me. Get mad at dream you. Okay? Anyways, but I remember my sister telling me that Miss Monroe liked blueberry muffins. And so I saw the blueberry muffins, and I'm like, fuck it. And so I grab a couple blueberry muffins and I get like a coffee for her because I'm not a coffee person. I get like one small coffee and one small hot chocolate. And so I grab those things. We head to school. Again, we're there super early, so we have like 30 minutes before classes start. I head to gym. And I see Miss Monroe, and she sees me and she's like, what do you want, Hawa? Is there something that you need? And I'm like, hi, Mrs. Monroe. Are you having a good morning so far? And she's like, why do you care? And I'm like, well, and she's like, what do you need, Hawa? Speak quickly. And I like take a deep breath and I'm like, okay, well, I went to the gas station with my sister, and I remember she said something about you liking blueberry muffins, so I got you this. And I give her the blueberry muffins. And she looks at me and she looks back at the muffins. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I got them for you. And she's like, you got them for me? And I nod my head and I'm like, oh yeah, I also got this coffee for you too. It's a small, and if you don't like coffee, that's fine. And I made sure to get like sugar and creamer on the side for you. And I here. And so I hand it to her, and she slowly takes the coffee from me, takes the creamer from me, takes the sugar from me, and she looks down at it, and she looks back at me, and she's like, you didn't do anything to this, did you? And I'm like, no, I didn't do anything to it. Like, trust me, like, I wouldn't have done anything to it. And my sister was there with me, so you can ask her. And she, like, looks at it again, and she looks back at me, and she goes, wow, thank you. I appreciate this. This was really sweet of you. And I'm like, yeah, yes. Yeah, I just, you know, like, I was, you know, like, I was at the gas station. And, like, I just remembered. And she's like, thank you, Hawa. I really appreciate it. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Well, I have to go. I have to go study for a test. So I'll see you later. And she's like, yeah. Yeah, I'll see you later, Hawa. And so I leave. And I do my regular classes, and I'm dreading for the swim unit. I'm literally dreading to go to PE because I know, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't think what I just did would have solved a problem. I just did it because I was just like, you know, like, why not? Like, let me just do this act of kindness or something. You know, like, I wasn't really thinking about it, but I'm like trying to figure out what to do for PE to make sure I don't drown to death. And so I'm doing all my classes, everything. I get to PE. I have the same conversation with Nina. I give Nina my glasses like I did last time. And I head to the pool and I wait for class to start. Class starts. Miss Monroe walks in. She sees me and she's like, Hawa, can I talk to you for a second? And obviously everyone in the class goes, ooh. And I'm like, fuck, okay, this is different from all the other loops. What did I do? What did I do? And so I go over to Miss Monroe and I'm like, did I do something wrong? And she's like, no, it's, I thought you were on your period. And I'm like, yeah, I am, but I already sat out twice. And like, you said if I sat out a third time. And she's like, yeah, I know what I said. But you know what? I can give you an exception. Okay. You're on your period. I completely understand. Just sit out today. You don't have to swim. I don't want you to have to like put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Just sit out. Next week, there are going to be makeup swim classes during lunch. Just come to one of those and you'll be fine. Okay. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah, really. That's okay. Go change into your normal clothes. All right. And I'm like, okay, yeah, thanks. And she's like, yep, of course. This is just a one-time thing though, okay? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And she's like, yep, just go. And so I run into the locker room. I change into my normal clothes. I run over to Nina and I'm like, Nina, give me my glasses. And Nina gives me my glasses. I put them on and I sit next to her. Class continues and it continues like as normal. And Miss Monroe like spares me like a couple of glances throughout the class. But other than that, she just pretends I'm not there. And I look over at Nina and Nina looks over at me and she's like, was Miss Monroe just nice to you? And I'm like, yeah, I know. Crazy. And she's like, what did you do? And I was like, I gave her a muffin. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I just gave her a muffin and I don't know. I guess that did something. And so class continues on. It ends. And I walk out of the pool area without drowning. And I'm still on edge for the entire day. I'm literally on edge the entire day because I'm worried I'm going to like fall through the floor and end up in the pool or whatever. But the entire day goes completely normal. I go to bed. I wake up the next day. And it's now April 14th. The loop is over. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Yes, I figured out the loop. I finally ended it. And I'm like, that's all I needed to do was just show some kindness to Miss Monroe. And I just didn't die. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I go on with my day. And then I woke up. And that was my dream, swimming pools. I think, okay, hear me out. I think the concept of the dream is really cool. I don't like the fact that it was on me to show kindness to Miss Monroe in order for her to treat me like a human being. I think that's a little weird. It's a weird thing, the fact that I had to be the one to be like, hey, Miss Monroe, like, here's a muffin. Please treat me. Like, it felt like I had to bribe her in order for her to be nice. Like, it's weird. It's a little weird, don't you think? I think it's a little weird that I had to do that. And also, it was just weird the fact that, like, she kept letting me die or, like, being the reason for my death. And I had to, basically, to protect myself, I had to be, like, nice to her. I don't know. That just kind of leaves a weird taste in my mouth. Like, I get what the message was trying to say. Like, I get what my subconscious was trying to tell me. It just didn't eat. It just wasn't eating. Like, I think what the message of the dream was like, just like, show people kindness and like give them grace and everything. Cause, you know, like sometimes someone is just having a bad day. And I think it's kind of referencing, there's this like speech that I love called This Is Water. And I literally live by this speech. And basically the speech is about like how you don't know what's going on in other people's lives. So you should always give them a little bit of grace when dealing with them. So for example, if you like go to a restaurant and the waitress is really snappy with you, obviously you could get annoyed and get snappy right back at them. Or you could be like, why is she being snappy with me? Like, could it be that she's being overworked right now and she's having a really hard day? You know, it could be these reasons why she's being really snappy at you. And so then instead of, you know, like meeting her back with that same energy, you could treat her with kindness. And maybe that will make her day even better, you know? So I think that's what the dream was trying to say. It just didn't come off good. Because it kind of came off as this person being really abusive to me. And for me to stop them from being abusive, I had to be kind to them instead of just like, you know, calling them out on their like abusiveness and being like, hey, what you're doing is wrong. Hey, you are hurting me. I don't know. It's a little weird, but you let me know. You let me know. Because I think it's a little weird, but maybe you don't think it's a little weird. But yeah, that was the dream swimming pools. I'm sorry if this episode was a little shorter than normal. I just didn't want to go on that. I'm not going to lie. I just didn't really want to go on that side plot because that side plot was so stupid. And I'm so mad at myself in the dream for wasting so much time on that side plot and literally wasting three of my lives when the answer was right there. Like, you knew it was Miss Monroe, right? Like, you knew it was Miss Monroe. And I knew it was Miss Monroe. But she didn't know it was Miss Monroe. Even though when the ghost was literally about to tell her who it was, Miss Monroe came in and literally killed her. Like, that's crazy. That's insane. But yeah, thank you so much for staying up with me. I hope you really enjoyed the dream as much as I enjoyed telling it to you. I'm really excited to tell you next week's dream because that dream was insane. It was insane. And yeah, I'm really excited. Thank you so much for staying up with us. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at _ It's Just a Dream Podcast. Over there, you can find so many cool things like reels of like teasers to new episodes. You can find dream facts, dream quotes, just regular quotes that I like. I post little episode alerts on my story, and usually the song will give you a hint on what the episode will be about, so that's a little bit fun. And I also shitpost on my story for like 30 minutes after I post a new episode, so check it out. And yeah, if you have any crazy, wild, scary dreams that you want us to analyze, be sure to send them to us at itsjustadreampodcast2@gmail.com. Again, itsjustadreampodcast2@gmail.com, and we'd be more than happy to just share your amazing dreams. Have you had a dream where you were stuck in a time loop? Have you had a dream where you drowned in a pool? Let me know. Also, let me know. Do you know how to swim? I'll do a little poll on Spotify. Let me know if you know how to swim. I'm curious. I'll do a poll on my Instagram too. How about that? Just let me know. If you don't want to share a dream but you want to say hi, there's a link in the description box below on a way that you can send a voice note to me. I would love to hear your beautiful voices, my sun, moon, and stars. It would make my day. Thank you to my $5 tier Patreon user, Leah Edcart. You are my sun, you are my moon, and you are all my stars. Thank you so much for your support. I truly appreciate it. If you want to hear your name at the end of every episode till the day I die, maybe consider pledging to my Patreon. I don't have that much content up on there. I am currently working on creating a web series from scratch based on some of the dreams I have on this podcast. So if you want to be a part of that process and get like access to scripts that I'm writing and, you know, get to pick out who's going to be in the cast and everything, then you might want to consider pledging to my Patreon if you have the funds. If you do not have the funds, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Okay? Perfect. Last but not least, be sure to check the links in the description box down below on ways you can help around the world. There's a lot of issues going on around the world that really need our help. A lot of people's voices who are being silenced, being hidden by the media. And I think it's really important to help those who cannot help themselves, who are being oppressed and silenced. So there are links below to help with the war that's still going on in Ukraine. There are links below to help with the genocide that's going on in Gaza. There are links below to help with the genocide that's going on in Sudan and in Yemen and in Congo and so many other places. So many links down below. If you don't see a link to a social issue that you think should be there, please email me or message me and let me know so I can add it on there. All the social issues I've put down there are ones that I'm aware of and I know of. So if there is not one down there, it's probably because I don't know about it. And you do not have to donate money. Simply just sharing these articles, educating yourself on these things. I know for some of them, all you have to do is click a button and it helps. Just like being the voice for the people whose voices are being like snuffed out really helps, I promise. And yeah. I think that's everything I have for you, my beautiful sun, moon, and stars. Thank you once again for staying up with me. I really appreciate you being here, and I really enjoy the time that we get to spend together every week, and I share like my crazy, dumb dreams. I really enjoy it. With all of that being said, sweet dreams, sleep tight. I love you. Good night. We'll see you soon till we dream again. Bye-bye.
Greatest.